You should add water to it then, because at least it'll stretch it out and you'll have more to drink.
That's true.
Just, you know, throwing that one out.
Good
there.
Good point.
But the nose on it's still very pretty.
See, a lot of people put all these great whiskeys on ice. I find when you put them on ice, you mute the nose even more because you chill the whiskey. I would not put any of these on ice.
They can't handle the truth.
No. I wouldn't put ice anywhere near this. In fact, I keep grabbing them and holding them, warming them up a little bit, just to get them.
Yeah, just so many people put all these great whiskeys on ice, and I'd rather use cold water anytime if I have to bring it out a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, you put ice in and it just shuts it down. But, you know, hey, it's your money. If you want to waste it, knock yourself out. Well, we're going to be rating the 2023 Eagle Rare 17-year-old, not really, 17-year-old, 19-year-old, Kentucky Straight Bourbon, a well-deserved, guess what? 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Well, there's a surprise.
Yeah, it's so hard to figure this one out here. So, all right, Maury, tell us about our next whiskey.
Thank you, Bob. Our next whiskey is the 2023 William LaRue Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon. That's exactly the way I feel. 66.8% ABV or 133.6 proof. Yes, Justin, that's the way I feel. It never disappoints. It's a perennial favorite. This year's offering of this weeded classic was distilled in the spring, guess it, 2011. And its barrels were aged 12 years and 6 months at bottling in warehouses C, I, M, and N on the second and third floors, with 66% of the original whiskey lost to evaporation. It's got a beautiful mahogany color on the nose. Yum. Drink it in. Notes of brown, dark brown sugar and vanilla bean. Palate, it's warm, it's rich, it's mouth coating, stewed cherry, brown sugar. Oh gosh, it's just unbelievable.
I just want to smell it. Just keeps
the viscosity. It just coats your mouth. It just keeps going and going and going. The finish is just dense and baking spice and maple syrup, and just goes on and on and on. This whiskey's got so many layers of flavor. It never disappoints. It's a shame it's gotten so difficult to find. We'll be back and talk about our ratings.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation, riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. To the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, we're back, and we were talking about the 2023 William LaRue Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon. What did you think, Justin?
I have a smile on my face that's going to last until next fall. This, it's like beautiful, many awesome desserts all in one without being too sweet. Like on the nose, you get like fresh vanilla bean, brown sugar. On the palate, it's like spicy and full. It's all the Thanksgiving pies distilled all at once. On the finish, you get like that really good brownie dough before you bake it. All the little baking spices and the yeast and everything, and a little bit of syrup. This is just heaven.
Well, considering he grew up, you know, under a rock, and he's just extrapolating what he thinks Thanksgiving is like, that's pretty good.
Okay, so, I'm going
to
be...
I've been to other people's Thanksgivings, yeah, well, Bob, yeah. So I've had, you know, good ones.
Yeah, just not during your childhood.
Yeah.
No, correct. College, I went to a great one with chefs. It was awesome.
It was Burger Chef, but you know, it's fine.
Yeah, you can't be picky. Yeah.
I kind of have to disagree with you guys on this. I know you are.
Oh, God.
Cool. Go for it. What do you got?
It's a wheater, and I just prefer high rye whiskeys.
You're a heathen.
I prefer high rye whiskeys.
Okay, go home.
And wheat as a second grain to me is boring.
All right, take your glass, pour it into mine.
Here.
Because you don't appreciate it.
I'm going to add some cold water to this because it needs it. 133 proof. I'm using the cap here.
It hardly needs any water.
I mean, it's okay. It's beautiful and vanilla and cake dough and cookies. And this is so plain Jane.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
I won't.
Everything else we've tasted today has been better.
I won't let you get stuck with one of the holidays. I'll take it off your hands.
This is.
I got you.
You guys all want this. This is my giver.
You know, there's a door over there. There's a plane with your name on it. It's on its way.
I'm not saying it's
bad. To North Korea.
It has a rubber room, too.
It's great, but of the ones we've tasted today, it's the weakest one.
No.
I'm not a fan of wheaters. Bob, you're a wheater fan, aren't you? I know you like
that. You're a complete bastard. Yeah, we all hate you.
There you go. Fine.
There's nothing wrong with a wheater. Listen, there's nothing wrong with you. You're brown. We accept it.
That's true. You're so liberal and generous.
I swear, you guys.
Anyway, why would you judge a wheater by its composition?
It's not about the composition. This is just kind of plain Jane. The others had more layers of flavor.
Oh, no. This was a fantastic whiskey. Come on. You are missing the boat. The
finish is really long.
Okay. If I want to live with just vanilla, I'd marry a white girl. Oh, I did. I married two of them. But whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Listen to them.
It's vanilla. It's vanilla.
Mm. What are you going to marry when this one divorces you? Yeah. Okay. So
Kermit. He's going to marry Kermit.
It's not easy being green, man.
Bob, it's got a beautiful nose. Talk some sense into him.
It's got a beautiful nose.
We got more whiskeys to talk about.
Just dark brown sugar. And
there's hardly any brown sugar.
Oh, yeah. There's dark brown sugar there. Like butter and dark brown sugar.
It's vanilla fudge.
Mm. Beautiful. Lots of
there's vanilla. A reason why vanilla fudge is less popular than chocolate fudge.
There's like Dr. Brown's root beer in here too.
Really?
Man.
Oh, yeah. Unlike you, sir, when I buy fudge, I don't see color. So, this one is beautiful, warm, got a great mouthfeel. It's got a finish that goes on and on and on.
I'm not disagreeing with any of that.
He's out of his mind. It's 5 cents.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I don't disagree with the 5 cents rating. It's just not my jam.
Okay. Let's move along, Harm. Why don't you tell us about the next
one? Let me tell you about my jam, kids.
Okay. Hold on. Ready? Okay.
I am very aroused.
Thank you. The 2023 George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon.
Oh, my gosh.
67.5% ABV, 135 proof. Yeah, this is where we should be drinking. Distilled in the spring of 2008, the barrels were aged 15 years and 3 months in warehouses C, I, K, L, and M on the first, second, third, and fourth floors and fifth floors, with 68% of the original whiskey lost to evaporation. The color is a dark brown leather with red glints.
68, not 60.
Oh, did I say 60? I thought 6 said 68. All right, anyway. 140 proof off the still, 125 in the still. And am I not talking to the thing?
Talking to the microphone, Daddy.
I thought I was at the microphone, man.
Like I have to actually tell him.
Number 4 charred barrels. This is waves and waves of cherry and cinnamon on the nose. Tons of leather, chocolate, cake frosting, like buttercream. There's some sort of red fruit coming in. I'm not sure. Is that plum or cherry? The finish is huge and long. I get tobacco earthiness, a little bit of dried orange peel, and brown sugar. And it just keeps going and going. Maury, what'd you think?
Well, as much as I hate to agree with you after your comments on the last whiskey, I think you nailed it on this one. This one is exactly as you describe. It's delicious. It's a mouthful. It's different. I think the striking thing for me is it's different than any other George T. Stag I've had in recent years. But nonetheless, it's amazing. It's delicious. It's got a different kind of finesse. It's not quite the same brick to the teeth that you might expect, as Bob would describe perennially.
Yeah,
it's got a little more
finesse.
It's
always like a cherry brick to the teeth, usually.
It's a little more finesseful this year, but nonetheless, it's different, but it's wonderful. Justin?
This was Grandma's House. Twinkies in the original aluminum foil package, Marlboro Reds, all the great stuff at her house. Oh, my God. The finish just goes on forever, much like hanging out at Grandma's house. It was great.
He had a broken childhood.
Yeah, I actually like the Twinkie note. That cake is there.
Oh, the old one with the aluminum foil, not what they make now.
And I put some cold water in just now to see if I could bring some of that more fruit out. I think it's like black cherry.
Mm. Hold on.
Black cherry cola.
Let me just have a smell.
Cherry cola.
Hello, this is M12. Finally back with another video.
What was that?
Wrong one.
Bob can't see straight with the high proof. He's hitting the wrong buttons.
Lord have mercy. It's so good. Thank God it's back this year. That's all I can say. Last year, the barrels just didn't meet their standard, and they took a very brave stance and said, we will not release.
Was that last year or 2 years ago?
We will not release an average product, so. Hmm. Yeah, it was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it seems like 2 years ago.
It all blurs together.
It's all blurred together.
If you know what year they did it, make it.
It's all blurred together.
Put it in our Facebook comments.
Mm.
There you go.
But so well put together, so well balanced. And again, just leather, chocolate, dark cherries, tobacco leaf, a little bit dry on the palate. It's got just this earthy finish to it, and it just goes on and on and on. It's absolutely beautiful. Very worthy of the Stag name. Please.
Come on. Surprise us.
Please, send more. Please, sir, can I have some more?
Oh, my goodness.
5 seconds.
Yes. Yes.
Suspense is killing me.
Yes.
So this takes us to our last whiskey, which we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
Okay, nice hearing from you, Justin. Thank you very much. Harmeet, what do you have to say about the whiskey?
Let Justin speak.
Okay, we're going to talk
about... You can't screw this one up.
King of Kentucky. 62.9% alcohol by volume.
Oh, my God.
Or 125.8 proof. They made 3,800 bottles of this. And the original King of Kentucky brand was established in 1881 as a Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. Brown-Forman acquired the brand in 1936 from selected Kentucky distillers, and by 1940 converted it to a blended whiskey until it was discontinued in 1968. In 2018, Brown-Forman wisely revived the label. King of Kentucky is an annual release of single barrel inventory featuring a barrel strength, minimally filtered proof presentation, with each release and every barrel being unique. This sixth annual release, bless you, Maury, is made from a batch of 51 barrels that were distilled on July 19th, 2007, aged 16 years in Warehouse G.
So I don't get what they're talking about. They say it's a single barrel, but it's a batch of 51 barrels. What does that mean? Are they releasing 51 single barrels?
No, it's a one. That's it. So
batch of 51 barrels.
Yeah.
It's a small batch. So the color is dark, like a new penny. On the nose, I got dark graham cracker, vanilla. I got some like little bits of potpourri, cognac, and grilled coconut. On the palate, dark chocolate mocha, some strong black tea, and leather chair. On the finish, it's long, complex. If you don't like this, you don't like bourbon.
There, it's not a defect of your soul per se, but close.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, some people just don't like bourbon.
Well, just you don't like bourbon. Yeah. This is the test. If you just pour this, you drink it, you don't like it. Okay, you don't like bourbon. I won't pour you anything else.
Right.
Yeah. What did you think, Maury?
I wouldn't waste this on somebody as a test. They'd have to try a couple other things first.
Yeah, you have to deserve this first.
I'll pour my best first for a new person just to try to blow their mind and that they never ever forget coming over to my house.
Interesting.
Different philosophy. Yeah.
Well, this is a fantastic whiskey. How they've done it 6 years running, I don't know, but they've managed to find 51 of the most amazing barrels every year. It just never disappoints. The only sad part about this whiskey is it's beyond a unicorn. It's a unicorn
wrapped in an enigma.
Right. It's like a unicorn's eye tooth. I mean, it is just so hard to find.
Restaurants.
No, it's very hard.
It's Kentucky only, isn't it?
No,
I find it
mostly
in
Kentucky, some Indiana, but it's also in Florida.
When it first started coming out, it was Kentucky only, wasn't it?
No, the very first year.
Yeah. I find this in 4 or 5 different places in Kentucky. I've found it in Vegas at a steak place.
Only on premise.
No,
you guys don't have anything left in your glasses. I'm getting a weird note coming out.
There's a small release in Florida, so.
It's a fantastic whiskey. It's very, very hard to come by. It's amazing. It's delicious.
The one we're drinking from is barrel 22. So
it's just got so much going on in the glass. You could smell it all day.
So it is single barrels, 51 single barrels individually released.
Correct. Yeah. And it's just unbelievable.
So I'm getting a weird mustard seed note. At first, I got
brush your teeth after lunch, dude.
I didn't eat today. This is Mounds coconut. This is like
brush your teeth after dinner last night.
Candied coconut.
He went to Costco before closing. Had a hot dog.
That's
chocolate.
What it is.
But right free here, samples. Like put my nose a little bit further away and higher up. It's like weird mustard seed note coming out. It's kind of cool, but let's see if you got it. It's so beautiful. Floral and chocolate.
I don't get the mustard, but it's definitely got a lot of complexity going on. Again, an amazing whiskey.
Okay.
Not for the faint of heart. If you see it on a menu and you can...
If you can afford it.
Afford it.
Yeah. If you're in a very high-end place, you know, in Vegas or Kentucky or, you know, someplace where they have this, absolutely invest in a pour.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, it doesn't matter. What year? I mean, we're drinking the 20.
They're all good.
We're drinking the 23. You know, all of them. You know, all of them.
All of them. All the barrels. Whatever.
Found a steakhouse in Vegas. They poured this for $50 a pour. Needless to say, they didn't have any more when we were done.
That's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or were they advertising $50 a pour because
I bought 6 pours.
Yeah. Really?
I drained the bottle. Mm. Nice. With my date, yeah.
50 a pour is like less than half what this usually goes for.
I know. I wasn't going to leave any in the restaurant.
You are such a glutton.
Yes.
Wow.
Every
year, this one's always so good.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Yeah. And every year, they do the same thing. It's like they pick a batch of barrels that are all distilled on the same day.
Yeah.
You know, they literally go in and go, what was on that day?
Brown-Forman's got like more than half of the bourbon in the country, at least, to choose from.
Well, they own Jack Daniels, don't they?
So they got a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this one, every year we look forward to this one. Every year when I open that cardboard box and I see the little wooden box inside, I squeal like a 6-year-old girl, and my secretary goes, oh, you got one of the ones you like. Yeah, yeah. It never gets old seeing that box. No. It doesn't. Every time I see it, I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sending this one because it is fantastic. It's just so lovely. I mean, there's just the only bad thing is we don't have a quart of it. So,
yeah.
I'm not complaining, but they could send us bigger samples. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they could send a 5-gallon bucket. Hint, hint. You know,
do you want to give that one a rating?
These go to 11.
There you go. So, yeah, it's Yeah, I mean,
I only have one to guess.
I only have 1 to 5 to pick from, so it's like,
oh my
okay.
Goodness. Yeah.
I love the fall. I love the fall. The fall is always
the season to be merry right here. Forget about Christmas.
Always the best time of the year. So, and as usual, I would normally say, you know, it's all the time we have for the day, and I'd like to thank my co-host. But no.
We should.
I got all these.
You, Bob.
We should thank you.
Line up and kiss my ring. So, dear Lord.
I don't know about all that.
Don't thank me. I didn't make it. thank the kind folks who sent it to us, who think enough of the show and think enough of our opinion. So, thank you, Justin, for joining us today.
Thank you. Wow.
Thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another great day in the basement.
And thank you, Harm.
Bob, what can I say? But you're the best.
This day does not stink.
You are the best, and they sent us the best stuff today.
We didn't get Harmy to spit bucket. We messed up.
There's no spit bucket here? What's going on?
No. Honestly, if there was a spit bucket, Justin would be in there siphoning it out right now, pouring it in his glass.
It already been drank.
The no spit kidding? Bucket show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, the samples are so small.
Well, thanks for joining us.
We'd just be calling Ubers.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
That I am praying. Cause I never was a praying cat. And Lord, I have cheated. And Lord, I have lied. And I am falling apart. Won't you ease my bed dreams? Lord, I need you to show me. Put your hands on me. Show me a sign. Do I deserve your love and their spirit for life? I ask myself these questions day and night. God, I am praying. Please bring me back home. Cause I never was the praying kind. Lord, I have cheated. And Lord, I have lied. And I am falling apart. Won't you ease my bed dreams? Lord, I need you to show me and give me peace.
Let's do it.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
What?